There are few television shows that have been more important to more children than Sesame Street. Here is Elaine Nadelman with some reflections about the program.
Yesterday, November 10th, 1999, was the 30th anniversary of the television debut of Sesame Street. Sesame Street is the creation of the Children's Television Workshop, a production company whose goal is to use media to educate and delight children, to empower through entertainment. Today, it is almost impossible to think of a world without Sesame Street. Many of the children who grew up with Big Bird, Bert and Ernie, and the Cookie Monster in the 1970s are watching the show with their children. In 1969, however, Sesame Street was considered an experimental show. It was the first time a television show was created to teach basic learning skills to preschoolers, especially those from lower-income homes. From its beginning, Sesame Street was a very different show from what the networks considered TV programming for children. Sesame Street used a pow-now approach. Education did not have to be dull to be effective, and television could be used to teach children the excitement of learning. A great deal of research went into the creation of the show. With an intended audience of 3 to 5-year-olds, a short attention span group, Sesame Street's programming had to be entertaining enough to first capture their interest before it could educate. Some of the creators of Sesame Street realized children were fascinated by colorful, action-filled TV commercials. They decided to use this fast-paced style to sell letters and numbers and concepts to children. Children also love repetition, and on Sesame Street, repetition is used to teach. Short segments of animation, live action, celebrity guest spots, Jim Henson's wonderful Muppet characters, and scenes with the inhabitants of the street were all mixed together to create the unique experience that is Sesame Street. John Stone, the head writer, came up with the idea of setting the show on an inner-city street filled with all kinds of people, of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors. The Muppets were used for their universal appeal, cutting across all ethnic and social boundaries. Sesame Street was an integrated street whose inhabitants took pride in their neighborhood and enjoyed talking to each other. Sometimes they would even argue. Good and bad feelings are discussed on Sesame Street. Oscar the Grouch was introduced as a character to make kids aware that it is all right to feel mad or grouchy. People will accept you as you are. Sesame Street is now seen in over 120 countries, educating and entertaining both children and adults all over the world. In each international version, the show has a different cast and is tailored to fit the culture and people, while still maintaining the essential Sesame Street ingredients: variety, quality, repetition of key segments, bouncy melodies, and humor. Sesame Street has lasted for 30 years because it has always treated its primary audience, young children, with respect. It successfully makes learning fun.